Congress usually finds itself playing catch-up with industry when the new technology is introduced and becomes popular. With more and more companies and agencies using Internet of Things devices, some members want to make sure they don't fall a step behind the IoT revolution. One of them is Vermont Representative Peter Welch. He spoke with Federal News Network's Eric White about the work he and colleagues are doing to try and ensure safe expansion of IoT.
There's been an immense proliferation of the use of the Internet for applications ranging from health to business to farming. And the explosion of the technology is going to leave Congress behind unless we establish a framework that can adapt, number one, and number two, deal with the significant issue of privacy. So Bob Ladd and I joined up to start by having the Department of Commerce do a study to ground us in what the possibilities are and try to help us with a framework so that we in Congress facilitate rather than retard the explosion of the Internet of Things.
And so what does that framework look like, and what role do you see Congress and any federal agencies playing in the future?
Well, the major role that Congress, I think, has to play is on the question of privacy. You know, the information that goes in on these devices, and it can be a Fitbit, it can be medical information, it can be a person programming their home heating system or air cooling system, and they do it remotely. Who is the owner of that information? What's private? What can be used by the Internet company that has access to that? And that's really the biggest challenge that we face. The more information that goes from you or your business onto a platform, then the bigger the question is, who owns the information? And we don't have a privacy standard here that protects individuals, even information from companies. And I think Congress has to be the one ultimately that sets privacy standards that work to protect privacy, but also make the functionality of the Internet operation work.
And so you'd like Congress to set it up and, I guess, the Commerce Department to enforce it or write out the technical standards for Congress?
Well, the first thing for Commerce is to essentially do a comprehensive study of how the scope and breadth of how the Internet of Things is affecting business and affecting individuals. And that provides a framework that whether you're a Republican or Democrat, whether you're tech savvy or not, I think can ground us. But then second, the hard questions are really public questions. When you give your information because you want to get the convenience, say, of using a Fitbit, does that information belong to you? Can it be sold? What is your protection on the security? Those are the troubling questions that really have we have to contend with. Obviously hard to come up with an answer, but I think right now there really is inadequate protection for the privacy rights of individuals.
Is privacy your only concern, or are there other problems that, you know, obviously Internet of Things devices have potential to help all sorts of people, but are there other concerns that you have as the growing reliance on IoT devices for consumers and for government workers comes into play?
Well, in fact, we want to facilitate the expansion of the Internet of Things. I mean, this is a technology that can do an immense amount of good. I mean, just think of the energy savings. If you are away for 2 weeks and you're coming home, you wanted to keep your thermostat down, but you're able remotely to increase the temperature so by the time you get home, your family's warm. Or the technology that allows a patient to be 100 miles from a doctor and, because of the Internet, get a diagnosis and have a consultation. These things are fantastic, and we want to make sure that Congress facilitates that with either a regulatory and statutory framework that allows that to happen. But there also has to be the role for Congress where we protect that privacy. So we want to facilitate the expansion of technology. We don't have the imagination, and Congress and shouldn't, to put strict parameters on that, because that's going to happen in the private sector. It's going to be based on what individual needs are, and the market will determine a lot of that. But there do have to be standards so that, for instance, how you get access to the broadband, how we're wired, how is that going to affect our ability to expand it? And then ultimately you do come back to the question of whose information, who's in charge of the information.
Congressman Peter Welch is also one of the authors of the Smart Internet of Things Act, and this is a bipartisan idea, but I'm curious if you've seen any political divide in how the government should be regulating Internet of Things devices. Is there a standard set for Republicans and Democrats, or have you seen that this has been a fairly bipartisan issue that everyone can get on board with?
Well, it's been bipartisan, but really in this country, the questions of privacy and security are really just starting to emerge. I mean, all the controversy around what happened at Facebook, for instance, has raised concerns by both Republicans and Democrats. But I don't see this ultimately as a Republican-Democrat thing. I see it as whether Congress is going to play its role or just roll over for the industry. I mean, basically, you know, Facebook, as an example, has had a free hand to do essentially whatever they wanted. But now you're seeing some pushback on both sides of the aisle because there's been an overreach there.
And so this is your preparation for a burgeoning industry where it may have seemed that Congress was a little behind when it came to social media aspects like Facebook and Twitter.
Well, there's no question that Congress is behind. I mean, what happened with the Internet, with social media, I mean, that's been explosive. So it's not even realistic to think Congress could be ahead of that. And in a lot of ways, we don't want to be. It's not like Congress can regulate how the Internet and how its uses are going to roll out. You want to have some flexibility so that the folks who are doing that work and are the creative forces behind it are not interfered with. That's on the one hand, and that's been sort of the Facebook argument, leave us alone. But on the other, you see what some of the implications are when there's not good regulation or self-regulation and the abuses of social media and the lack of controls within some of these platforms.
You and the co-author of this bill, Congressman Bob Latta, also launched a IoT working group a few years ago. What goes into that and what kind of work do you all do when you meet with, I imagine, industry and consumer advocacy groups?
What we did is have a series of roundtables with many of the stakeholders from the industry, from privacy rights groups, and began discussions about what the competing issues are. And Mr. Latta and I, our thought was we should start educating ourselves. And of course, we're both members of the Energy and Commerce Committee that has jurisdiction over this, so that before we do any legislation, we actually get informed. It's the way we should do things, I think, in general. But we had widespread participation, both from the private sector and public advocates, and by colleagues from Congress. That was before, though. We began that before a lot of the controversy with what happened on Facebook in the elections, what happens with your private information and how some of that leaks out, how it's being used, how it's being sold. All of those things that I think are emerging concerns on the part of the public.
How well do you think Congress is knowledgeable about this topic? We've all seen those viral videos of members asking probably out of context questions to the owners of Facebook and Twitter. Do you think that members of Congress are up to speed on this one?
Well, we're not up to speed, but there's a part of that question that actually I think makes an assumption that is not correct. None of us in Congress, maybe a couple, are going to be totally media savvy. I mean, we're not going to be able to match the Google, Facebook young geniuses that work there on the technology. But there's public policy questions that really are not related to the particular technology. Does that information that goes on your Facebook page, should you have control over it? Should you be able to delete it? You know, you don't have to be a super tech-savvy engineer or a member of Congress to have a view on that. And that's really much more of a public policy question. In fact, when Mr. Zuckerberg was testifying before our committee, I asked him the question, who should be making these decisions? Should it be Facebook executives or should it be publicly elected officials? That is about privacy. And he acknowledged that that is a decision that belongs in the public realm. So the tech-savvy part of it helps for some members, and we've got some here, and we have obviously staff that are an awful lot more savvy about things tech than I am. But on these other questions that affects everyday people, most of us, we go on Facebook or we go on Twitter, we go on Spotify, whatever it is, and we give some information. We're not trying to figure out exactly how it works. We want the service. But then we also have an expectation that the information that gets out there isn't going to be bought and sold necessarily or disclosed to other people.
That's Democratic Congressman Peter Welch of Vermont speaking with Federal News Network's Eric White. We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.